Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Brachos Daf 20, talking about all the different things that a woman may be exempt from because of time boundedness. Birkas HaMazon, we're talking about now. The Mishnah had stated, women are obligated in Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara asks, this is obvious, for it is a positive mitzvah which is not caused by time. The Gemara answers, you might have thought that because it is written, when Hashem gives you in the evening meat to eat, and in the morning bread to satiate you, therefore it is like a positive mitzvah which is caused by time. Therefore it tells that this is not so. And then we talk about also that they're obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush, because even though it's rabbinical, they have to sanctify the day. But when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, we have to thank God for the food that we were given. We have to thank the one above for all the sustenance that he gives us. And this is not time bound. This is not only time bound, but it supersedes the fact that it might be time bound related to when you eat. But in general, it's a lesson for all of us, and we should teach our children this very young. We've talked about this before. For us, for our spouses, for men and women and children, it's always so important to have the proper manners and to thank people for different things that they give them and for different things that they have. If mommy and Abba, or mommy and daddy, or tati and Ima, or Ima and Abba give the child something, the child should learn to say thank you. And if he gives, and then we say in response, you're welcome. Or if they give us something that we say thank you, and they say, you're welcome. It's also good for them to imbue this trait within themselves, for us to imbue it in them, that we always should be thankful for everything we get, whether it's the barista that gives you the coffee, or whether it's the janitor that cleans the school, or the office you work in, or every single person, whatever they do to help you, we should always thank them. Just as we're obligated to always bench and to thank God before, by blessing the food before, making a blessing on the food before, by blessing after, to thank God for the bounty and the food that we were given, so too in all aspects of our life, we should try to be more careful to thank everyone and everything that helps us and that we benefit from, because everything that's given to us is given to us for a reason, and we should be thankful to the one above, to Hashem, for everything that we are given. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 21 here on the Audio DDD with T.